All right, what do you picture when you picture wireless earbuds? These are the ones I've been using for years.
Okay. They're still not that wireless.
They are.
They're connected to each other.
They're Bluetooth.
Oh, yeah.
They connect to my phone or my MP3 player.
Right.
And when I'm jogging, because I jog, right? That's what I do, obviously.
Right. What do they do when you're jogging? Are they good? They stay in there?
The cable, this thing here, has got a little bit of a weight to it, and it will actually pull that out of my ear, and it's like, it's frustrating. As you say, it's not quite wireless. They're great.
Right.
These are great, but they're not quite wireless. Tonight, we're going to be introducing you to Jabiza's new product line. We've got the Shield. We've got the B Twins. I'm going to show you the difference between them. They are the first, the only, the best, fully wireless earbuds. We're talking...
I am over the moon about this.
Think about this. Wireless in your ears. None of this. And wireless charging.
Perfect.
Let's take a look.
Okay.
Here we go. This is the box for the Shield. This is the box for the B Twins. Now, why have we got both? Well, there's a little bit of a difference in price. We're going to talk a little bit about that. But essentially, these are similar devices. They're earbuds, right? So if you've got somebody who's an audiophile, fan of music on your Christmas list, these are what you want to be looking at. First of all, we're going to look at the Shield. Now, both of these, there are some real similarities between them, okay, Sasha?
Okay.
Both of these are truly wireless. I'm talking no wires. You're going to see how that is accomplished in just a couple of moments.
Okay.
Also, both of them have been nano-coated. Do you know what that means?
No.
That means that if you are using these for workouts, if you're jogging, if you're at the gym, if you're doing your jumping jacks or jump squats, if you're sweating, you're not going to have to worry about your earbuds. Basically, you know, I don't think they would call them waterproof, but you don't have to worry about sweat, that's for sure. So they are absolutely sweatproof. They're going to work for you. You're not going to have a problem with that. So both of these are like that. They're both wireless. They're both, you know, they're essentially similar devices with a couple of differences between them we're going to show you. So let's get into the Shield. And this one goes for $79.99. Now, this week for Cyber Week, it's on sale for just $59.99. So just a heads up for you. And there you go. So that's what's in the box. So you see that we've got some kind of behind-the-ear hanging things. These are going to help if you are really roughing it, if you're, you know, jogging through the forest or something like that. You're doing something that you really want to make sure that they're going to stay on your ear. But these are entirely optional. Now, the earbuds themselves, this is the Jabiz Shield. Just see if I can get one out here. There we go. That's all there is to it.
Oh, that's sharp.
That's our left ear. And let's get it out here. Don't worry, you only got to do this once, folks. There, get underneath and pop it out. There we are. So there's our two ears. How do you like that? Now, both sets of these Jabiz earbuds have just simple touch controls, and they do support things that, you know, what you would expect from a Bluetooth earbud these days, like being able to make and take calls, being able to control your phone. Let's make sure I've got the right ear here.
Do they have various
sizes? Oh, nice.
Sizes,
it just talked to me.
Oh, it did?
Yeah, we'll get into the sizing in just a moment. So these ones, this is the Shield. And I can hear that it's kind of muted the sound in here. So that's what they look like on me. And that's just pushed into my ear. There's no behind-the-ear strap. There's nothing going behind my head. There's nothing hanging beneath my chin. There you have it. So how do they charge? That's the question. You see these little proprietary little ports they look like? And I said they're wireless, right? I promised you that. Let's take a look at how this thing works. This is one of those innovations that I love from Jabiz. Now, we saw something similar with the last set of Jabiz earbuds that we looked at. And if you're hard of hearing, if you've got hearing problems, you want to check those ones out. They're called the Jabiz Amp Sound.
Mm-hmm.
You can actually check those ones out at cat5.tv/ampsound. What they do differently is they also act as hearing aids. So we kind of saw this technology, but this is the evolution of that without the hearing aid component. These are specifically for music and calls. But let's get into the accessories. All right, we've got a wire. I told you it was wireless. Don't you worry. I'll show you how it works. Now, that's all that's in the box. We've got a little carrying case. Now, we remember Jabiz is very innovative with their carrying cases. What do we notice? We've got a USB input on the case. No USB input on the earbuds themselves, But when you put the earbuds into the case, which is a nice hard shell protective case,
right,
they magnetically suck themselves into the case, into the right spot. You push the power button, and those babies are charging.
Look at that.
Put that away. Put it in your pocket. It's really, really tiny. There you have it. And then when you're ready to use them, there you go. So both sets of earbuds are going to last for 3 hours if you're listening to music, 4 hours if you're making and taking calls, and standby is a whopping 50 hours. Okay, so there you have it. You asked about sizing, Sash?
Yes, I have tiny ears.
All right, no problem there. We've got two different types of, what do you call these, like in-ear adapters. Okay. To make it fit you more snugly. We've got little itty-bitty tiny ones for the tiny ears, and we've got some larger kind of circular-shaped ones. These ones are more oval-like. And then we've got a couple other little things here. These are like sweat seals, little pegs that you can plug in where the behind the ear component, which we looked at over here, these
right,
guys here,
sense.
When we're not using these, we can actually put one of these pegs into the hole so that it keeps any water or moisture out of that. There we go. So that's how I'd probably want to use it. Okay.
They have thought of everything.
Oh, I love that. So that is the Jabiz Shield. Again, $79.99, and they're on sale this week for Cyber Week for $59.99. So let's get into the B-Twins. These are Jabiz B-Twins.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a little bit different here. You can see different presentation, a little bit of a step up in that regard. Let's actually get right in there and get a look at the B-Twins. Now, their clips are, in fact, in the ear clips. So these actually go into the inside of your ear. They don't go around the back of your ear, a little bit different. And what I notice here that you may not notice at home, as far as difference goes, is that the shield are made of plastic, a nice durable plastic with the coating. However, these are aluminum. They have a really good, the whole design of Jabiz products are fantastic. I love these. But there you go. So how do these fit in my ear? Let's just kind of get a look here. How do these differ from the shield?
Are they lighter weight? They look like perhaps...
They are super lightweight. So I'm just pushing this little guy up in here,
mm-hmm.
and it just kind of clips in. You feel that area of your ear? It just goes right in there.
Oh.
These are definitely manly ones. Bright pink. There you go. So that's what they look like. This is the B-Twins. So the B-Twins also have an upgraded sound driver, so the speaker themselves are higher end, and again, they are an aluminum-bodied earbud. These also have another unique feature, Sasha. Again, they are completely wireless. There is no wire going between them, and the B-Twins, in fact, act as two separate Bluetooth devices. So your left and right ear are in fact two different devices. You can mount those to a phone or an MP3 player that has Bluetooth or any device with Bluetooth, a computer even, and you can listen to your music in full beautiful stereo with deep lows and nice crystal clear crisp treble. But what that means to you is that you can also put this one away and just use one.
Right.
Then you can actually use this one connected to a different device if you would like. So there are use cases. You might be able to think of some places where that would be, a neat idea.
Right.
Certainly if you want to share, if you want to use one and I'll use one. If you're going on the motorcycle and you want to be able to talk with Dave.
That's perfect.
There you go. Perfect. Okay, so again, we know Jabiz, we know how they do things, we know how their chargers work. This, again, comes with a nice little carrying case. This one is a belt clip model, and we've got a little reveal here for the USB input to charge the case. Can you imagine that? You're charging the case. Then when we open that up, take your earbud and just set it right down in there. Done. And just align that with the magnet there. There we go. Close it down and turn it on. There you go. So now my earbuds are in fact charging while they're not in use, Once it's finished charging, it'll stop charging. And then the next time I open it up, I pull out my earbuds, they are ready to go. That's the Jabiz B-Twin. So these, both of these devices are absolutely exceptional. So we're seeing the evolution of earbuds here, folks.
Right.
If you're a music fan like myself, I absolutely love constantly listening to music. I've always got music playing. I love, I actually use my laptop a lot with Bluetooth and the B-Twins. So it's not just for phones anymore. So you can sync it with your computer, your laptop, your tablet, your phone, your MP3 player. My son has an MP3 player that has Bluetooth, so we use Bluetooth on that. And there you have it. So any other points with the difference? Now, oh, the question is coming in about the price of the B-Twins.
Right.
A little bit more. Regular price is $99. Again, these are aluminum. They're a little bit higher end. Certainly, the drivers are upgraded, so the sound quality on these is going to be probably, I say probably, I know this is probably going to be the best sounding earbud you've ever heard, be it wired or wireless. That's a fact. This is the Jabiz B-Twins earbuds. Now, at $99, that's a steal, but again, Cyber Week this week, if you're shopping right now for Christmas, it's on sale for just $79.99. Okay? So there you have it. Both come in multiple different colors. Are there any points that I've missed, Sasha?
I think you got it all.
Wow!
First
shot!
I especially love, because I ride my bike, right?
Bicycle, and like a pedal bike.
Like a pedal bike, ride my bike in the spring, summer, and fall to and from the studio. And I have, like, I had a like a Bluetooth, just like earbud thing that I was using for
phone
directions.
And music kind of thing.
Yeah, and
that doesn't sound anything like these.
I like the Google Maps, just that tells me where to go. Right.
So just in case you get lost on your way to the studio that you've been to 1,000 times.
Whatever. Yeah. But the one that I was using, and it, I mean, it's just the typical one you would use, right? So it would always pop out, and like, these look secure.
Absolutely.
And fashionable.
Speaking of secure, and you mentioned about the size of your ears.
Yes.
So Sasha's got the little ears, I got the bigger ones. Let's get into the box here of the B-Twins and see what else comes with it. Here we go. Okay, some instruction manuals, some information there. Then we've got same thing. We've got lots of different sizes. There you go. There's two more. These ones all have the these ones have that kind of flap that goes to hold it a little more solidly in your ear, so it doesn't fall out when you're working out. And then we've got these ones do not. So if you prefer not to have that, you've got that option. We've got a registration card, some information, and a USB cable. Oh, and some more adapter things for the ears. And the USB cable again is so that you can charge the case. So you're never you're never having to actually plug in the earbuds themselves. You're charging the case, and then you've got a case here that will actually give you about nine hours of charging. So how do you like that?
I love it.
You can get these right now at cat5.tv/headphones. So make sure you check those out. I absolutely love what Jabiz is doing with not only their earbuds, but their entire product line. We've looked at some of their products here on the show before, but definitely high-end quality. Absolutely something that you want to pick up.
That's right. Jabiz, you're tricky, because I didn't even know
they are They are nailing it. The other point with these is, again, I do need to reiterate, just in case the question arises, they are phone compatible. So you're able to make and take calls with these. You can control your phone. You can talk to Siri. You can talk to Google. Is it called Google Voice? Google Play? Google Now?
Assistant?
Assistant? Yeah. Whatever the Google one is. You know what I mean. It will work for you.
They come in other colors.
They absolutely
do.
Yeah. Both sets come in various colors. So check it out. cat5.tv/headphones.